Good morning, and thank you so much for making time to hear the word of God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you, God, for giving us life. We thank you, God, for your mercies. Father, we pray that as we share your word, as we read your word, we pray, God, and ask for understanding. May your presence be with us. In Jesus' name, we pray and believe. Amen. Amen. Thank you again for your time. Today's topic will be Holy Pursuit. What is your pursuit in life? What are your goals? What are your ambitions? What are you running towards? We all have ambitions, we all have goals. It may be financial goals, it may be career goals, it may be good health, maybe relationship wise. We all have ambitions. And today we are going to take a reading from the book of 2 Kings in chapter 13, from verse 14 to 19. And let's see what God says about holy pursuit. 2 Kings. If you do have your Bible, you can open. But if you're driving kindly, do not touch your phone. Here we go, verse 14. Elisha had become sick with the illness of which he would die. Then Joash, the king of Israel, came down to him and went over his face, wept over his face, and said, "Oh, my father, the chariots of Israel and their horsemen." Verse 15. And Elisha said to him, "Take a bow and some arrows." So he took himself a bow and some arrows. Then he said to the king of Israel, "Put your hand on the bow." So he put his hand on it, and Elisha put his hands on the king's hands, and he said, "Open the east window," and he opened it. Then Elisha said, "Shoot," and he shot. And he said, "The arrow of the Lord's deliverance, and the arrow of deliverance from Syria. You must strike the Syrians at Aphek till you have destroyed them." Emphasis on that last part. "For you must strike the Syrians at Aphek till you have destroyed them." Then he said, verse 18, "Take the arrows." So he took them. And he said to the king of Israel, "Strike the ground." So he struck three times and stopped. Verse 19, "And the man of God was angry with him and said, 'You should have struck five or six times, then you would have struck Syria till you had destroyed it. But now you will strike Syria only three times.'" Think of it. If the king had known what it meant, that this was a prophetic act, I'm sure he would have stricken it as many times as he would, hoping that he had enough arrows to do so. So he strikes the ground three times and stopped. Elisha was frustrated, he was angry with him. So, what opportunities has God given you right now? What goals has God put in your heart? What is your pursuit? What chance, what chance has God given you? And does it come from God? So I say, give it your very best at what God has entrusted to you. Be a good steward. Give it your very best. very best. Don't hold back. Give it your very best. Don't apologize for being smart. Someone say that. Yeah. So, my prayer to you today is that you will have the strength to follow through your goals, to pursue your ambitions to the end, till you see the very end of them. Because if you do not try, you cannot be sure. Your dream will only remain to be a dream. It won't come as you trust God in all that. And in the journey of pursuit, you need to have resilience. You need to be persistent. You need to have determination. You need integrity. You need to be diligent. All these words can be used to mean the same thing. You need to be resilient. You need to really want it. You need to be persistent. You need to be determined. I'll read from the dictionary. What is integrity? Integrity. And I read, integrity is steadfast adherence to a strict moral or ethical code. Diligence, on the other hand, diligence. At the same time, diligence is careful work involving long-term effort. The qualities of a hard worker, including determination and perseverance. So yes, you need these traits, you need these characters, you need to exercise them, you need to have them built in you. And it doesn't happen over time. It's day by day. You teach yourself to be resilient. You refuse to give up. Maybe you're working towards a financial goal. Maybe it's saving. Maybe it's investing. Or saving so that you can invest. You need to have integrity so that you will adhere to that, to that goal, to that code, that moral code that you have set for yourself, that I need to save this for this particular time every day or maybe every month. You need integrity to do that. And I'd like to read Holy Pursuit. Why Holy Pursuit? Holy Pursuit because we need to be in line with God's word. We can't just do things anyhow and say we are pursuing God's will. We need to be in line with God's will. So Holy Pursuit. I read 1 John chapter 5 verse 14 and 15. Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Yes, that is the confidence we have. Verse 15, and if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we have asked of him. So, are your petitions, are your prayers, are your goals, is your pursuit in line with God's will? Have you inquired of God to know whether it is his will? It's important to include this. As a Christian, Christ is our Lord, and if we do not involve him, then he isn't our Lord. So if we know, this verse explains to us that if we know that we are praying according to his will, then we can rest assured that he hears us, and since he hears us, he will do according to his will. He may delay, but it's not denied. So yes, as long as it is His will, we have this confidence that it will come to pass. And one thing for sure we know about God is that He is faithful. That is His nature. Even in our unfaithfulness, He is faithful. He is so faithful. So, yes, and an emphasis on this, 1 Samuel chapter 30, let's go there, 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 8, and I'll read. So David inquired of the Lord, saying, "Shall I pursue this troop? Shall I overtake them?" And he answered him. Now God answered David, "Pursue, for you shall surely overtake them, and without fail come along." David was a God-fearing man, considering that this is the story where David and his men had gone for a fight, and they had left their children and their wives and their properties at camp. So when they returned from the fight, they found that their women had been taken, their children had been taken. And at this point, his men were so frustrated, they cried until they could not cry anymore. They in fact wanted to stone David. And David at this point, as the word of God says, he turned to the Lord. He gave himself strength in the Lord. David strengthened himself in the Lord, his God. Yes. And so as much as it would have been obvious that he should pursue and go for the wives and the children, David was humble enough to inquire of God at this particular time. So do not feel ashamed or that it is obvious that this is God's will. Honor God. Just go and inquire of Him if it is His will. And if it is, then you can be sure that He will be with you in your pursuit. In Jesus' name. Thank you so much for your time. We thank God for His word. And my prayer for you, once again, is that you will have the strength to follow through, to pursue your goals and ambitions to the very end. That your dreams will come to life, for that is faith. Faith and actions brings things to life. So do not give up. Pursue and overtake them. Pursue and overtake. Pursue and conquer. Pursue and recover all. In Jesus' name. Amen. Have a blessed day, and God be with you. In Jesus' name. Amen.